You're saying that, Chris? Came over here. The only thing I got to hear that morning was Austin Tolley playing piano.
Right.
And I walked back over, and there was about 10 of us over, and I used the term, hey, Austin Tolley just walked the piano right back out of the church.
Yeah.
And I said, but this morning, I think Pam and Wendy walked it back in. I really appreciate that.
Amen.
That is really nice.
Amen.
I just want to praise the Lord.
I had forgotten some of the words, but she's got them right here, so I'll sing a little bit of it, okay?
The holy hills of heaven call me to mansions bright across the sea, where loved ones wait and crowns are given. The hills of home keep calling me, this house of flesh is just a prison, bars of bone hold my soul. But the doors of clay are gonna burst wide open when the angel said, my spirit free, I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle. When the hills of home start calling me, I see loved ones over yonder. Tears are gone and hearts are free, and from the throne my Savior beckons, and the hills of home keep calling me, this house of flesh is but a prison, bars of bone hold my soul. But the doors of clay are gonna burst wide open when the angel said, my spirit's free, I'll take my flight like a mighty eagle. When the hills of home start calling,
sounds good to me.
Yeah. Thank the Lord.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
I tell you, this is a whole lot different than sitting back there.
Yeah.
You get a look back at all the smiling faces and the hands going up, praising the Lord. It's a blessing to be up here.
Yeah.
I just might demote Ron back. So. We've got, do what? If they're not welcome now, the Lord should have made everybody welcome by now, by this time. So,
Amen.
If they have God's spirit within them,
right. They're
welcome. They're welcome. That's right. Amen. Thank the Lord. But we're thankful for everyone that's here. Bless you, Beck. He said, where two or three gather in my name. Amen. Bless you, Joy.
Bless you, Joy.
Me too, Joy.
Yeah. Bless you, Joy.
Yeah.
don't right. know what I want, but he does answer my prayer.
Right.
And he, oh, he, I just can't tell you what he's done. Oh. He gets me out of bed every morning, and I save him when he gets me out of bed. And I'm able to do the things that I do. I keep on trying to work. I know I'm not able, but I'm going to keep on trying just like I'm praising the Lord. I'm
Amen.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, amen.
And I'm
right.
just going to keep on praying.
Press on, Lord. Yeah.
Amen.
Thank the Lord. Amen. Someone else.
Girls are ready?
Bless you, girls.
In this age of uncertainty, questions come to my mind. What is waiting ahead for me and the rest of mankind? Fear not to.
is all gone, and I can't carry on. That's when Jesus is all that I need. Jesus is all.
It's just amazing. It seems like yesterday I was 16 years old. 77, but you know, it just went by so fast. And I'm so thankful that Jesus saw me.
Amen.
And I thought that y'all just remember me when you pray, but it's good to be in church, you know, and I'm really thankful for that. You know, I don't know how much longer I'll be able to come regularly, you know, but I've been down the back, but I was taking a Tylenol and everything else this morning so I could be in church here. And I'm thankful for that, you know. Y'all just remember.
Bless you, Joe. Amen. Anyone else?
I'm glad to be here.
Bless your ex.
I'm glad to be here. I was thinking when the pros were saying, he is all we need.
Yeah, that's right.
If you stop and think about it, you can go to people and ask for help or prayer or in time of need, but no one, and I mean no one, can provide like you can. He is the one and only, is he not?
Right, amen.
I thought when Brother Al was talking, we had a wonderful week's meeting that I had told you all about. And I'll tell you ought to be proud of that man there. He is God sent.
Amen.
There are God called preachers and there are men called preachers. And I can honestly say from the heart, that man is God called.
Yeah.
Isn't that good?
Amen.
Isn't that good? I thought to myself, when we were talking about numbers, when I talked to him about coming over, I told him, I said, there's not going to be many there. 25 people there is a crowd. And of course, I talked to you
right.
before I even right. started going over there.
Mm-hmm.
And I talked to Brother Al about it. And of course, everyone said, do what your heart and the Lord tells you to do. If you're needed,
Amen.
Go.
Mm-hmm.
Thank God. Brother Al said when we started out, I think there was approximately 15 or so maybe showed up. When we ended, the last night, I went over to him. I said, is it going to stop? He said, yeah, this is the last night. Anyway, the crowd had more than doubled.
Amen.
Amen.
People were coming from other churches around. People I hadn't seen in a long time. And the preaching, and I'll tell you something else too, folks. If I can open the windows, I'd open the windows because I have never heard shouting like I heard over there on Thursday night. I'm telling you, it wasn't just one person shouting. There were several, wasn't it, Brother Al? Up shouting, holding up holy hands, shouting to the Lord. I mean, that's how spiritual it was.
Yeah.
The
Amen.
Lord just poured down His holy power, His Holy Spirit, that whole crowd. And everyone there, I'm sure, could feel this as I did. I mean, it was wonderful.
Amen.
It was really wonderful. And the people that I asked to come from the church that were there, they did great. Never questioned. Never. I told them. I said, "There's just a few." And two or three of them said, "Well, the Lord said where two or three are gathered in
my name,
I'll
be in
the midst."
Right.
That, believe me, He was in the midst with them. I'll tell you, this church is blessed. Folks, you don't know how blessed.
Right.
With singing, with preaching, and everything that the Lord has just tremendously blessed His church, and I'm proud of
it.
But I'm also proud of what I saw over there, too.
Mm-hmm.
Still know he's in the saving business. He still pours His Holy Spirit out on His people. And He'll lift you up when you're down. That to me meant everything. I didn't know I was going to say all
Bless
that,
your
but
ex.
I love the Lord.
Bless your ex.
I don't see Stan here, so I'll say, I love the Lord.
Amen.
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 Amen. Thank you.
Bless you.
All hearts free. Brother Rob, come and lead our communion service.
Morning. All right, I think we need to praise the Lord. Everybody stand. Lift your holy hands to God and 1, 2, 3.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. I want to praise the Lord because I was running around trying to find a pair of glasses. I couldn't find mine, right? You know how it goes. I have a stash back there. Somebody moved it. I was panicking. And I ran out to Lori's car, and thanks to God and Lori, my glasses were there. So, and then Brian handed me a pair of glasses. So God will provide. God always provides. Now, Greg, I asked you to volunteer, and Greg volunteered for me. We're going to change things up. We'll do that another time. This morning, we want to think about something for just a few minutes. We're getting ready to take communion. Who can take communion? Who can take communion? I'm going to answer that in one set of scriptures. And we're going to think, nobody. Nobody can. And that is so true within ourselves. That is so true within ourselves. Nobody within ourselves, in all that we do, and all that we have, and all that we can, all of our talents and skills and name and whatever, none of us within ourselves can take communion. If you've got your Bibles, turn to 1 Peter chapter 1. 1 Peter chapter 1. We're going to read just a few minutes, verses 13 through 16. Who can take communion? Now, we have open communion here at Gold Town. If you're a visitor, we want to welcome you. And if you're saved, blood-bought, born-again Christian, you take communion with us later. It's part of what we get the privilege to do. It's part of what God lets us do. God says, you can do this, Christian. Now, 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 13 says this, "Wherefore, gird up your loins, the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for that grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lust in your ignorance." Or my Bible says, it says, not shaping up your way of living according to the former lust in your ignorance. "But as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy in all manner of conversation or manner of living, because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy." Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Jesus. God, for what you've done in our life, what you've done in our church this morning, the spirit that's moving, the spirit that's talking, the spirit that's speaking, Lord, the testimonies, the songs, God, it's all been awesome and amazing, and we thank you for that. God, right now, I ask you to look into our life, look into each one of our life, and look inside in our hearts and see what's there, and cleanse us this morning. Help us to get forgiveness. Help us to repent, Father. Help us to give to you what we need to give to you, and get from you what we need to get from you, God. This morning, help us to step closer, Lord. Help us to hear from you and obey your spirit. Lord, I thank you for your spirit. I thank you for what you're about to do. In Jesus' name we pray, and amen. Who can take communion? Those who are holy. Those who are holy can take communion. You say, well, that this disqualifies everybody. Well, let's talk about it for just a few minutes. The Bible says here in verse 13, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober. 14 says, not shaping your way of living through your former lust. Now think about it like this. He said, be ye holy. That's what he asks of us. That's what he asks of us. Be ye holy. That's who can take communion. Those that are holy. Now, if you're not saved, sorry, you're not holy, okay? If you're here this morning and you're not saved, what the best thing you can do is give your heart to Jesus. That's what we're here for. We are here to show the lost that they need Jesus. We're here to introduce the lost to Jesus. We're here to lift up Jesus, to show the need to people, to say to you, if you don't know him, let me introduce you to him. Let me show you this man. Let me introduce you to the one that can save you. The one that meets with 2 or 3 or 200. The one that meets with you in your car. You know, I started to say, shake this person's hand beside you and say, you're 1, I'm 2, and God makes 3, 4, and 5. Right? So Becky in her own, and God makes 2, 3, and 4. In her car, driving down the road, praising the Lord, having church. Anybody else ever have church in your car?
Sure.
Yeah. You think, like Becky, you think, what do the people around me think? You're driving down the road, and you're hitting the top of your car. You're smacking the window because your arms are going everywhere, and you're singing. I just think they think I'm on a telephone. You know, I used to think, man, they probably think I'm ignorant. Now I think they think I'm mad at somebody that I'm talking to. So, you know, go ahead and do it. Nothing to be embarrassed for. They just think you're talking to somebody on telephone. We got that covered. Jesus covered us on that one, right? Jesus got us covered. How many of you talk on the cell phone in your car? How many of you hold it while you talk? Nobody. Well, one hand went up. Now, the altar later for liars who no one knows but you and God, right? How about texting? Don't raise your hand. I don't want to know that. I don't want to know that. I just don't want to drive by you when you are, right? Anyway, Jesus says, be ye holy. That's what he asks us to do. That is what he puts out there for Christians to be. That is what he says. If you want to take communion, you've got to be holy. So this morning, if you're not saved, you're not holy. Let's get you saved. Let's make the best thing happen that can ever happen. So this morning, though, if you are saved, doesn't mean you're right and ready. Doesn't mean you're right and ready. Let me read you what Paul said. Paul said in Corinthians, he said it like this. He said, as often as you eat of this bread and drink of this cup, you show the Lord's death till he come. This represents what Jesus did for you. This represents the body and blood of Christ. What he did on Calvary for you and for me. This represents Jesus when we do this. So he says, as often as you do this, remember, it's the death of Jesus. It's what he did just for me and what he did just for you. But he said, whoever shall eat the bread and drink the cup unworthily shall be guilty of the body and the blood of the Lord. So let every man examine himself. So let him eat that bread and drink that cup worthily. This morning, for the next couple of minutes, just a couple of minutes, I want you to ask yourself. I want you to ask yourself. Everybody, unless you were up till 3 in the morning, all right, close your eyes. And if you were, try to keep your eyes open. I want you to think. Ask yourself, look inside, say, am I holy? Am I worthy? Am I ready? What's the true question? Is there sin in my life? That's what he says. Examine yourself and see if there's sin in your life, unforgiven, unrepented for. That's what we want to talk about this morning for a minute. You can open your eyes now. Hit the person beside you in case they fell asleep. Nobody hit anybody. That was your chance. This morning, think about this real quick. Thoughts? Words, actions. Thoughts, words, actions. Go back to the last time you had a bad thought. Because, you know, the Bible says God knows your thoughts before you think. Knows my thoughts before they ever enter my mind. And that kills me. I don't like that. Because there are thoughts that I don't want him to know. That I think that I don't want him to know about. There are thoughts that I have about people that I shouldn't. Like, I really want this person to have a flat tire in a minute because I don't like how they drive. All right? Y'all don't think like that. I know I'm weird, right? I want them to have 3 good tires, though. Not flat them all, just bust one of them. The person that last talked bad to you. Well, I want that person. And I said this to somebody the other day. I said, I hope they break a fingernail. You know, to most, that's not bad. Who would be devastating if you broke a fingernail? Raise your hand. Raise your hand high. Randy in the back, right? I don't like breaking. I don't like breaking anything, right? But I think my thoughts. I think Jesus hears my thoughts before they come in here, and I can't stop them from coming in here. But I don't want them to happen. But he says I know them before they're there, so I know them when they're there. So what's the last? When's the last time you had a thought you shouldn't have? I know, never, right? Because we don't know. That's the good thing about thoughts. There's only 2 people that knows my thoughts: me and Jesus. You don't know my thoughts. So as far as you know, I've never had a bad thought, except for the fact that I tell y'all I do. Other than that, you don't know. God knows my thoughts, good, bad, and indifferent, right? You ever looked at somebody and thought, well, forget it, we ain't going there. You finish that statement, and if you can finish that statement, we need to repent, right? That's, how about that? We need to repent if you can finish that statement, if it wasn't a good thing you were thinking. Jesus knows your thoughts before you think them, before I think them. So I need to focus my thoughts on him. This morning, are there any thoughts that we've thought, that we pondered on, that we shouldn't have, whatever it might be, that we haven't said, God, forgive me? Because he says if you have those thoughts in there, if you've had that thought and you've not repented, that thought's still there and that's sin. And this morning we shouldn't take this. Because I didn't go and finish reading what Paul said. How serious this is. How many of you know that this, what we're about to do, is very serious? Raise your hand if you know it's very serious. It was this serious at one time. Paul said, later in the scripture, said some people unworthily took of this. Some were sick and some are dead. We don't take it that serious. We don't take, I feel, at least in America today, we don't take God as serious as we should. Because two things. Grace. Thank God for his grace. Because if he acted like he did in the Old Testament, we'd have an empty church here this morning. Right? Because we all think those thoughts and God could wipe us out. Grace and blessings. Because we have it, honestly, we haven't made as Christians. Look at the church we are in. We've got cool when it's hot out. We've got hot when it's cool out. We've got soft pews to sit in. We've got all the comforts. So grace and blessings, I think, makes us take God less serious. But it's that serious that Paul said, you know how serious it is? Take unworthily, some have. It's the devil trying to get us to stop. But I can talk loud enough to women to stop. It's that serious this morning, so we need to get it right. Thoughts, are they right? How about words? Jesus says, what comes out of your mouth defiles you. What comes out of your mouth defiles you. It's not what you eat. It's not how you eat it. It's what comes out. Because what comes out of your mouth is what's in your heart. Out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. And as a man thinks and lives, so is he in his heart. So as we live our life, our actions, it's in our heart. And what's in our heart comes out of our mouth. My words, do they represent God well? Do they give God a black eye? Are they nice to people or are they not nice to people? My words, do they promote Jesus? Do they promote Christianity or do they promote bad things? Do they promote evil? Do they promote anti-God? Well, I don't promote anti-God. Well, what kind of language do I use around others? Tomorrow morning at work, tomorrow morning at school, when I have a bad moment, when things are not going my way, when the teacher says we're getting ready to take a pop quiz, when the boss says you didn't get done what I needed to, come to my office, when things aren't going right, what comes out of our mouth? What comes out? And I don't mean, you know, a lot of people think language. Well, they're going to cuss words. I hope cuss words don't come out. But it's not just cuss words I mean. Is it negative words? Negative words. Because God says, be positive. Well, I'm positive. It's going to be a bad day. Well, that's good. You're positive about something, right? Be positive. It's going to be a good day. Like the guy who I prayed for his tire to be flat. He praised God because he had three good ones. I praised God because he had one bad one. You know, I pray for what I think. I should. I teach our kids in Sunday school on Wednesday night. I teach them, pray what you want. To pray what you're wanting. Pray what you're thinking, what you're feeling. How many of you pray for your team to win? Raise your hand. Be honest. When you were in school on a team, did you pray to win? Yes. Now, when you like watch football, basketball, softball, baseball, whatever, hockey, do you pray for your team to win? See, I don't. I pray for the other team to lose. That's the way it is. And I pray to win, though. I double down, right? My team win, your team lose. All right? That's how I am. But the words I speak represent what I believe and what I feel. And the words I speak represent God to people. So not just the words I speak, the language, but the tone, the negative tone. And am I talking about other people? Like, you know, we talk about conversations when I was in high school. All right? We'd be sitting around a lunch table. Because this will happen at your work. I know it does not happen at your work. But when I was in high school, this happened. We're sitting around a lunch table. We'd be sitting there, right, and be like, you know, a bunch of girls and boys sitting around eating. We'd all be talking about somebody that wasn't there. Now, I'm going to say the girls were talking about somebody that wasn't there. It was one of them. All right, then, you know, Henrietta gets up and walks away. You know what the next topic is? Henrietta, right. And it wasn't good. Now, while she was there, we were all best friends. But she gets up and it's like, did you see the shirt she was wearing? Oh, man, those shoes? I don't know. I don't remember. That's what it was. But that's not the kind of conversation we should have. When we're at work, we shouldn't be talking about other people like that. But do we? I don't know. Hope not. Jesus never did. And he said not to. Talk good about people. Why? Because my voice, my conversation is heard throughout heaven. Second, my conversation represents Jesus to those around. So my thoughts, were they any I need to repent? My words, my conversations, any I need to repent for? How about my actions? My actions. Have I done anything that would make people think he ain't going to heaven? Or how about this one? Well, if he's going, I'm going. Anybody heard that? Anybody ever said that? Right? Well, if that person's a Christian, the way they act and they're going to heaven, I'm a shoe-in. That should not be. I used to listen to a preacher a long time ago, good preacher. I think his name was Raul Reese. Is that it? Out of California. He's talking about he used to have a fish on the back of his car, right? Had a fish on the back of his car. You know, not a bass, but that little, you know, Christian fish, right? He said, I realized one day when I was driving through my community, I had to do one of two things. I had to take the fish off or stop driving how I drive. So he took the fish off. Just saying, you know, just saying. My actions, do they represent Jesus? If you see me live Monday through Saturday and I invite you Saturday night to church, do you go, what? Church, really? Or do you go, well, yes, I'd gladly go to your church. Or if I live the way I live Monday through Saturday, and then Saturday, Sunday, I call you and I say, can I introduce you to Jesus? Would you go, Jesus who? It's not the Jesus I know about, right? Or would it be like, yes, because I need Jesus that you have? My actions in my daily life, do they represent Jesus well or do they not? Are they of Christian or not? Are they like the Bible tells me to live or not? Because if they're not, we need to repent. Now this morning, we're about to take communion. God says, this I give you the privilege to do. This is an honor to us and a privilege to us because this represents the blood of Jesus and the body of Jesus. What it represents is salvation. It represents heaven, forgiveness. It represents all that Jesus did. Now, I was listening to a preacher this morning, and he said, and I'm sure I wrote it wrong a little bit. Sounds so awesome when he said it, though, right? Because what the cross did, what the cross was, is something I deserve to get, but rather it's something that Jesus did. He said something like this: God treated Jesus how we deserve to be treated, so that we could have the blessing that Jesus deserves to get. God treated Jesus the way I deserve to be treated, so I could have the blessing that Jesus deserves to get. And you say, Rob, I can't live like that. I'm human. I know you can't. And neither can I. Neither can anybody. But God said this: I don't ask you to do it on your own. He said, I give you help. He said in 1 John 2:20, he said, you have within you an unction, an anointing from the Holy One. He said, I anoint your life, your spirit, to do it. Not on your own, but through my anointing. He said in Ephesians 3:20, now I like this verse. You know this verse. Now unto him that can do exceeding abundantly above all that we think or ask, but we don't know the end of that. I'm not going to ask you if you know it, but it says this: according to the power that works in us. You see, he put inside of you an anointing, a spirit, to give you the power to live the life that he asked us to live. Don't do it on your own. Do it in him. Don't do it in your power. Do it with his power. Don't do it in your might. Do it in his might. So I'd ask you this morning, as we get a song, if everybody would stand, I would ask you to do this. Consider myself. Consider yourself. Examine yourself. Ask God. I want you to take a moment and do this. Ask God, God, is there any sin in my life that I need to repent for? Take a moment and ask that question. God, is there any sin in my life that needs repentance, that needs forgiveness? As we sing this song, if the answer was yes, come pray. The rest of you, don't judge. Not my place. We all admit that we've said things, that we've thought things, that we've done things wrong. Maybe you just want to come and re-give life, your whole life to God and just say, God, I just give my whole life to you. Just take me. Forgive me, wash me, make me clean. I want to be pure in your sight when I go into communion. So as we sing this song, if you need to pray or if you want to pray, come pray. The altar's open.
Page 148. 148. Is your burden heavy as you bear it all alone? Does the road you travel harbor danger yet unknown? Are you growing weary in the struggle of it all? Jesus will help you when on his name you call. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true, walking by our side. Just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you.
All right, I'm going to ask now that everybody close your eyes while Chris sings the next verse. Nobody looking around. No eyes open. Unless you need to pray or you want to pray. Nobody sees you come forward but you. I'm going to go pray while he sings this verse. If you want to or need to, come pray. Make sure we're right. Make sure our spirit is whole with Jesus.
Is the life you're living filled with sorrow and despair? Does the future press you with its worry and its care? Are you tired and friendless? Have you almost lost your way? Jesus will help you. Just come to him today. He is always there, hearing every prayer, faithful and true, walking by our side. In his love we hide all the day through. When you get discouraged, just remember what to do. Reach out to Jesus. He's reaching out to you.
All heads bowed, eyes closed. Father, we just want to thank you for your spirit, for this moment, for this service, for your sacrifice. God, I ask you to look inside our hearts and make sure we're all pure in your sight. Make sure we're all right in your sight, that all sins are forgiven and that all is whole. We thank you, Jesus, for what we're about to do, Lord, because of what you did. As we move into the next part of service, we just ask you to continue to bless and anoint. Help us to honor and praise you. It's in your name we pray. Amen. You can be seated, ushers, if you take your places. As the kids come in, if the children want to come in out of the hallway, they're out there. TJ, you want to get? Yeah, thank you. Like we said, our communion is open to everybody who is saved. If you're one of God's children, This is your honor and your privilege. This is us thanking Jesus. You're never too old. You're never too young. It's for everybody because God is for everybody. It's for everybody because God's death is for everybody. He excluded no one. He said it like this, whosoever. He said, if you're vile and mean and evil, it's for you. If you're good and honest and just, it's for you. It's for whosoever. So the ushers are going to dismiss us by row. We'll come down like we do. Get the elements. Ushers, go ahead.
Up the Calvary way went my Savior one day, with a heart that was breaking in two. Crown of thorns that he wore, heavy cross that it was all for me and for you. Lonely road, Calvary's way was the lonely road to Jesus that day. Heavy load, he bore our sins on that lonely road up Calvary's way. Oh, the way Jesus trod made a path to God. We can travel the Calvary way too. For this Jesus in love leads to heaven above if we follow his steps and are true. Lonely road, Calvary's way was a lonely road to Jesus that day. Free to all I hear.
Stop and think. He did this for me. I hope you know he did it for you. The Bible reads, The same night, in which he was betrayed, he had you on his mind. He had you on his mind the same night. Al, would you stand, Al, and bless the elements? Pastor Al, would you stand and bless the elements, please? Amen. The Lord Jesus, in that night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. This do in remembrance of me. Take and eat." And after the same manner, he took the cup. And when he had supped, he said, "This cup is the New Testament in my blood. This do ye as oft as ye drink in remembrance of me." Take and drink. Now let's praise the Lord. Let's worship God. Tell somebody you love him. Shake somebody's hand. Hug somebody.
I travel down a lonely road, and no one seemed to care. The burden on my weary back had bowed me to despair. I oft complained to Jesus how folks were treating me, and then I heard him say so tenderly, "My feet were all so weary upon the Calvary road. The cross became so heavy I fell beneath the load. Be faithful, weary pilgrim, the morning I can see. Just lift your cross and follow close to me. Oh Jesus, if I die upon a foreign field someday, would be no more than love demands, no less could I repay. No greater love hath mortal man than for a friend to die. These are the words he gently spoke to me. If just a cup of water I place with and thy glory see, I'll take my cross and follow close to thee.
Does anybody have anything you want to say? Or you want to do? You want to sing? Yeah. Bless you.
Yeah. I just glorify him, and I love these people. I love everybody. Y'all should get
somebody else. Well, going right along with her testimony is what God told me to do while he was singing that song. You know, what we got through this, through the cross, was victory.
Yeah.
Every part of your life, you get the victory through the cross. So you have the victory. So I'm going to ask you to stand. I'm going to ask him to sing Victory in Jesus, because you've got the victory through Jesus. But I'm going to give you something to do. I want you to go find somebody you haven't told him you love him in a long time, or maybe ever, never, ever, make it a first time. Go find somebody, shake their hand, hug them, tell them you love them as we sing Victory.
Page 202. 202 if you need it.
Go ahead.
I heard an old, old story, how a Savior came from glory, how he gave his life on Calvary to save a wretch like me. I heard about his groaning, of his precious blood atoning. Then I repented of my sins and won the victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood. He loved me ere I knew him, and all my love is due him. He plunged me to victory beneath the cleansing flood. I heard about a mansion he has built for me in glory, and I heard about the streets of gold beyond the crystal sea. Some sweet day I'll sing up there the song of victory. Oh, victory in Jesus, my Savior forever. He sought me and bought me with his redeeming blood.
For the Lord.